Trump checks on Nancy Mace after alleged assault by pro-trans activist. By Hannah Knudsen on December 11, 2024. President-elect Donald Trump checked on Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, after a transgender activist allegedly assaulted the congresswoman, leaving her in a wrist brace. "Just got off the phone with the real Donald Trump," Mace said on Wednesday, the day after the reported assault. "Thank you, Mr. President, for checking in on me and for standing up for women," she continued. "We cannot wait to see you back in the White House. Hashtag hold the line." Trump's call to Mace came after she revealed on X that she was physically accosted at the Capitol tonight by a pro-TRNS man. "One new brace for my wrist and some ice for my arm and it'll heal just fine. The Capitol Police arrested the guy. Your TRNS violence and threats on my life will only make me double down. Fafo," she said, using her frequently used mantra, hold the line. U.S. Capitol Police confirmed the incident. Tonight, the United States Capitol Police, USCP, arrested a person who is accused of assaulting a U.S. representative, a Capitol Police spokesperson said. Just before 6 p.m., the member of Congress office reported an incident in the Rayburn House office building. House division officers and agents with the threat assessment section tracked down the suspect, the spokesperson continued, confirming that the suspect, identified as 33-year-old James McIntyre of Illinois, has been arrested. McIntyre is facing a charge for assaulting a government official, the spokesperson added. Mace has continued to face a wave of hate from the radical left over her insistence that biological men should not use single-sex spaces designated for women, pushing a measure to ensure that only women are using women's facilities in the U.S. Capitol. That comes as transgender Delaware Rep. Elect Sarah McBride, D., a man who believes he is a woman, is joining the House of Representatives in January. "I'm not going to allow biological men into women's private spaces," Mace said, defending her position. "I will stand in the brink and stand in the way of anyone on the radical left who thinks that it's okay for a penis to be in a women's locker room or a bathroom or a changing room. Hell no, I'm not going to stand for it." During that interview, which occurred prior to Tuesday's incident, Mace said she had received death threats over her common sense position. "Why is it that these crazy people, the insanity, the radical left are willing to kill women over a man's right to be in a women's restroom?" she asked. "Forcing women to share private spaces with men is not dignity and not respect," she continued. "I'm absolutely going to stand in the way of anyone who thinks it's okay for a man to be in our locker room and our changing rooms, in our dressing rooms and women's bathrooms. Watch." She later doubled down with the Stop the Invasion of Women's Spaces Act, which would block biological men from using single-sex spaces for women, restrooms, locker rooms, and changing rooms, at all federally funded facilities. "Never want to hear the left call themselves the party of love and tolerance ever again," Mace said on X on Wednesday following the indecent. "The left is the party of violence against women," she continued, casting doubt that she would hear a condemnation of the violence from those who oppose her position, such as Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, who bizarrely asserted that preventing biological men from using women's facilities endangers women.